Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
January 31, 1805. George Drewyer down with pleurisy. Drewyer is treated the usual way for his pleurisy, bleeding and a little tea. The tea helped produce a sweat. Pleurisy, or pleural effusion, is an affliction causing congestion and pain from irritation of the pleura, a membrane or lining inside the chest and outside the lungs. Captain Clark writes about today's activities.
Snowed last night, wind high from the northwest. Sawed off the boys' toes. Sent 5 men down the river to hunt with 2 horses. Our interpreter, something better. George Drewyer taken with the pleurisy last evening. Bled and gave him sage tea. This morning he is much better. Cold disagreeable. Captain William Clark, January 31, 1805.
The boy whose toes were sawed off is the same boy who lost a few toes last week. Today being the end of January, Lewis tabulated the weather information for each day in his weather journal. The coldest temperature was 40 below, and the warmest was 36 above. He also made note of the main events of the month. On the 2nd of January, he recorded a visit to the Mandans by a party of men who danced for the Indians' amusement in the lodge of Chief Black Cat. The Indians responded with drums and the Indian flute. That's Susan Wadsworth on the Indian flute. Tomorrow, a request for war against the Sioux and Arikara.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from the Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.